Well, you see, we started hearing about the release of the timetable just a couple of hours ago. And by that time already, we are out of the office. So we will wait until tomorrow when we get the full picture, the full brief, the details about the timetable. Then now the party will sit down, study the timetable, and take a decision what to do next.
Well, Professor, there are some concerns by supporters of the PDP that there could be a split because of the decision of some people, especially from the north, to back former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. What are your views about this?
Well, last night we issued a short statement after we had the report. And the position is that we are aware that as election approach, political actors in the country are likely to be strategizing on a number of ways to achieve their objectives. But since this is done outside the party, we as a party, we do not want to be dragged into controversies. We thought that we want to remain really neutral so that each and every person who comes to stand for election under our platform will be given fair chance of winning. So the position of the party has remained that we are going to remain neutral.
So will the party present a political platform to resolve any controversies ahead of the April 9th presidential election?
Well, yes, because the those issues that the party can resolve, the party will always be there and ready to do that. Because only recently, for example, when we had the campaign coordinators or campaign directors of the various contestants and aspirants, their voices were getting louder and louder and the temperature was rising. The national chairman, Dr. Ekwesile Ezewodo, along with members of the National Working Committee, invited them for a tea chat. We sat down and told them that no, it is not correct to allow the temperature to rise. We didn't want people to find that there's a division in the party. We needed them to remember that the party has to remain cohesive to win elections. And they agreed with us. We had a very useful discussion with them. So the party is always involved in drawing attention to areas that we find locally to be injurious to the system.
The concerns of most Nigerians has been credible election.
Absolutely.
How can your party contribute to ensuring that the presidential election in April 9th will be credible?
Mr. Peter, this question is very good coming from you, because I am aware, you are aware, that almost 3 years back, the federal government under PDP contemplated that the issue of election was going to be very serious, that Nigerians and indeed a friend of Nigeria were not happy with the previous elections, and we deserve better as a large country and the biggest country in Africa in terms of population and a strategic position. Therefore, a committee was set up to look at all the issues involved. Initially, there was resistance, but subsequently, when the committee took off, they came out with a very good report that most Nigerians wanted to be implemented wholesale. But still, we as a party insist that it should follow due process to the Federal Executive Council, National Council of State, and then the National Assembly. And finally, an electoral law was produced, which was basically acceptable to Nigerians. Indeed, I believe along the line, the federal government went further. President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan went further by appointing somebody, a man of integrity in the person of Professor Atarujiga, to be the chairman of INEC. All these things were done to provide the platform for ensuring that future elections are free and fair. We as a party, we never imposed any idea during the Electoral Reform Act. Even though we have a larger majority in the National Assembly, we allowed the process to continue until it reached its logical conclusion. So our own party, the PDP, is determined to assist the federal government, determined to work with the INEC, determined to work with all stakeholders in this country, indeed determined to work with all the other political parties in the country to make sure that the future elections are free, fair and credible.